Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Love is blind, or so the saying goes. When you fall in love with somebody, many things that you'd normally notice often go overlooked. You seem to be blind to the character flaws, red flags, and blatant warning signs. But love is blind. Well, really, it's infatuation that makes you blind. And actually, if we're honest, infatuation just makes you really annoying and stupid. Not only does infatuation make you blind towards the person you like, but it makes you blind to those around you and what they think about your relationship. And this is especially true if you're in a relationship that's not a good one. But you're blind to all the red flags and what others are telling you. I'm sure many of us have seen this happened. I had a friend in college who was in such a bad relationship where his infatuation just blinded him to how awful the relationship really was. I mean, this woman chewed him up and spit him out many, many times. But he kept going back to her. It was like he kept punching himself in the face. His family and friends were all screaming to him, "Don't do it! Don't go back to her! She's going to crush you again!" But his blindness prevented him from seeing what everyone else could see. And so his heart was broken again and again and again. Until finally he could see what was going on and broke things off for good. My buddy had a rough time because of his blindness. But I can't really blame him. I've been in similar situations. Many of us probably have. For whatever reason, we all have occasions in life where we're blinded to what's true. Bad relationships, character flaws, unhealthy choices, and more importantly, spiritual truths. Sin has a way of making us blind, spiritually blind. This is what sin does. It closes our eyes to the light of the world, Jesus. Sin creates blind spots in our lives that keep us from living according to God's will. Gossip is okay if what we're talking about is true. Or sin can make us blind to addictions that are physically, emotionally, and spiritually damaging. Alcoholism and sexual addictions prevent people from dealing with their pain and struggles while destroying their own bodies and relationships. Or sin can make us blind to the idolatry in our hearts that drive us to find our identity, security, and worth in anything other than God. If people find their identity or self-worth in things like their job or their performance, it becomes their God. And it goes to their head when they're successful, but it wrecks them when they fail. Sin makes us spiritually blind. The Apostle John recorded an interesting account regarding blindness where Jesus gave sight to a man born blind. The event itself is pretty straightforward. Jesus met the man and then healed him. But as is often the case with Jesus, there's more going on than what we see on the surface. So when they first saw the man, Jesus' disciples asked if he was blind because he had sinned or whether his parents had sinned. You see, the disciples assumed that this man's blindness was divine judgment for a specific sin. Yet Jesus points out a theological blind spot in the disciples' assumption. Yes, this man was blind because there's sin in the world. But this is a general result of sin, something that affects all of us with all sorts of suffering. Blindness, like any other disability, sickness, or disorder, is a general consequence of living in a fallen world. It's not the way things are supposed to be. But this man was not blind because of a specific sin that he or his parents committed. Rather, Jesus redirected the disciples to himself and the work he was about to do through this man. So Jesus gave sight to the man through, and I'll be the first to say it, the weird recipe of spit, mud, and water. Kind of strange. How would you like to have someone smear mud on your eyes made from spit? But this is what Jesus did. And after washing the mud from his eyes, the man, for the first time in his life, could see. He could see his family, his home, the whole world. Pretty amazing. Yet, as often the case with Jesus, there's something bigger going on here. This doesn't discount the miracle of recovered sight, but if all we see in this account is the miracle, then we're not seeing everything that God would have us see. When this man received his sight, it caused quite a stir. When the Pharisees heard about it, they began interrogating the poor guy. They wanted to know how he was healed and who did it. And when they learned that it was Jesus, they then set out to discount and disprove the miracle. This man had just received sight, but instead of rejoicing with him, they're using him to get at Jesus. They can't see the awesomeness of a man born blind looking at them. They're missing it because of their own blind spots. Jesus didn't fit their expectations for the Messiah, preventing them from seeing that Jesus was the Messiah. Jesus threatened their own authority, blinding them to Jesus' authority. And Jesus healed on the Sabbath, seemingly breaking God's law, blinding them to the good news of restored sight, which, by the way, the promise of restored sight was a specific prophecy and promise of the Messiah. And so confidence in their own reason blinded them from being open to Jesus' teachings. Their hatred for Jesus blinded them to the joy of a blind man receiving sight. I think Taylor Swift sums up the Pharisees' blindness very well when she says, "Haters gonna hate, 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 hate."
Singing.
Now, contrast the Pharisees' blindness to the man's sight. This man, who had never physically seen before, can now see that the Pharisees are out to get Jesus. Although he had never met Jesus, he saw that he was from God. And when Jesus asked him if he believed in the Son of Man, through the eyes of faith, he saw God revealed in the man standing before him. He believed in and worshipped Jesus. Wow. A marginalized man who had been a beggar and social outcast saw Jesus for who he was, while the educated, religious, and self-righteous Pharisees were blinded to the truth. So why could the man, who only recently received sight, see what the Pharisees with full vision could not? By God's mercy, this man received faith and believed in Jesus. By faith, he could see what the Pharisees couldn't. Without faith, the Pharisees were blind. They remained in darkness even though they could physically see. Faith is what allows a person to see the things of God. And so it becomes a matter of perspective. A non-Christian sees God, and Jesus, the cross, and Christianity as foolishness, but sees the ways of the world as wisdom. But a Christian sees the foolishness of God as light and life, but the wisdom of the world as darkness and death. In our gospel reading, it's interesting to note that the moment the man's sight was restored, Jesus was not present. After anointing the man's eyes with mud, Jesus had him taken to a pool in another part of the city to wash his eyes. It was at this moment, the washing, when the man could see. But Jesus was not there. It's not until later in the story that the man finally gets to see who healed him. And when they met, Jesus asked him if he believed in the Son of Man. The man inquires as to who the Son of Man is so that he might believe in him. And Jesus' response is intriguing. Jesus says, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." You have seen him? What does Jesus mean here? Up until this moment, the man has not seen Jesus, the Son of Man. And until a little while ago, the man hadn't seen anything. But when we look at the conversation between the man and the Pharisees, we see that this man did believe in God. He knew that his healing came from God, and so he had faith in God. And while incomplete, he had faith in Jesus. So well before the man had ever laid eyes on Jesus, before he saw Jesus physically with his own eyeballs, he had seen Jesus through the eyes of faith. He had seen him spiritually. He first believed, and then he saw. Believing led to seeing. In this way, the man is very much like you and me. He believed in Jesus before he ever saw him physically. He saw Jesus first through the eyes of faith. We ourselves have not yet seen Jesus with our own eyes, but we've seen him through the eyes of faith. The man was anointed with mud placed on his eyes, and we've been anointed through the waters of baptism, creating faith through which we see Jesus. Like bringing light to the eyes of the blind man, Jesus has shone his light into your life. He shines his light into your darkness in order to bring you forgiveness and healing. Jesus removes your spiritual blindness and gives you his spiritual sight. And even though sin and darkness and some blindness remain, Jesus is continually shining his light into your heart to remove it all bit by bit. You have the eyes of faith. And there will be a day where we get to see Jesus physically face to face. But in the meantime, be glad Jesus doesn't use his dirt spit recipe anymore. Faith in Christ gives you spiritual sight. Spiritual sight enables you to see the things that the world is blind to. Faith received through water and God's word. Jesus uniting himself to you in your baptism. Jesus forgiving you through the words of confession and absolution. Jesus caring for you through the actions of other people. Faith also gives you the eyes to see your neighbor's needs and enables you to care for them. And spiritual sight even allows you to see Jesus in the midst of dark and anxious times in life. Jesus, the one who gives sight, would have us look to him all the more when the world around us is darkened. Faith assures you that Jesus is still Lord of his church, Lord over all of creation. Even in the midst of the fear and anxiety of coronavirus and COVID-19. Faith points you to see Jesus in the darkness and uncertainty of this crisis. And while the coronavirus situation is ever changing, the Son of Man, the one we look to, does not change. Believing in Jesus is seeing Jesus. Jesus loves to give sight that people may see the Son of Man. Jesus blessed the man born blind with physical sight. But more importantly, Jesus gave this man the eyes of faith to see and believe in the Son of Man, Jesus. Jesus has done the same for you. He has shown his light into your life and actively removed sin and darkness from you. By faith, God has enabled you to see your life, other people, the world, and even coronavirus with spiritual eyes. And by faith, you can see all that God has done and continues to do for you through Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. Now may the peace and comfort and light of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.